Gonna roll with that one for a little bit. Nate Roos, Grand Romantic. His album comes out on June 16th. What's that? 10 days after I turn the big 3-0. I'm a little scared about it. That's Aha, by the way, from Nate Roos, lead singer of Fun. Welcome to Hey Really Excited, episode number 3. We've made it to 3 episodes. Of course we have. There's no budget. Nobody's paying me to do this. Nobody even cares if I do it. Although, you know, we've gotten north of 100 plays on the first 2 episodes. So I'm pretty excited about that. Considering, you know, I don't have the biggest online following. It's not the smallest either, but it's not the biggest. I'm pretty happy with that. I think we got something to work on here and something to grow from. So thanks for tuning in. If you haven't, or this is your first time, well, thanks for at least finding us. Go back and check out those other ones as well. We're up on, what is this, Podomatic? Is that what we're using here? We're going to get to SoundCloud and iTunes eventually. My name is Ralphie Aversa. I host a weeknight radio show based here in New York City, where I'm taping this right now, a little after midnight in the Big Apple. Things are good here, too. I don't know if the Mets won tonight. Yankees won, though. They're on a nice little winning streak. Rangers forcing a Game 7 as well, so that's cool. So it's all good in the hood here. Anyways, I host a weeknight radio show here, and I've done some TV and on-camera web stuff as well. All right, hey, last week I was telling you about Billboard Music Awards. And I'm trying to keep these episodes to a half hour, so I didn't really get into too much of what happened backstage at the Billboard Music Awards. Of course, I was on stage and backstage as the warm-up act hired by Dick Clark Productions. And a big thanks to my friends at DCP again for having me for a second straight year. I just want to talk about 2 quick interactions I had backstage at the Billboard Music Awards, MGM Grand Garden Arena in Las Vegas, because one was with the fellas of One Direction. So now as the warm-up act, I go on before we go on live on ABC, I hype up the crowd, and then during the show, I go on stage with the mic, spotlight, the whole nine, during the commercial breaks, prompt the crowd, hype them up as well, tell them what's coming up. I get back from doing that midway through the show, and there's Harry and Niall and Liam and Louis, 1D. Now, I've interviewed Niall a bunch of times, and I've like ran into Harry like once or twice. So I say hi to all the guys and was talking with them. They're actually really, really nice. I didn't want to be that guy and ask for a selfie. I should have. I didn't, though. I tried to photobomb. Niall took a selfie backstage. I don't know if he posted it or not. I tried to photobomb it, and I think Louis' hair got in the way. So you're probably not going to see my face on that one. But they were nice. They were nice enough for sure. And then, how about one of the last times I go out there, I come back from being on stage, and there they are, the cast of Entourage. They presented the Top Artist Award at the Billboard Music Awards. And this was awesome because I am such a huge fan of that TV show. I can't wait for the movie to come out. And so I see all 4 guys there. Adrian Grenier, who of course plays Vinny, Kevin Connolly, who's E, Turtle, a.k.a. Jerry Ferrara, and then Kevin Dillon, who is Johnny Drama. I come back from being on stage, and I see them all there. Such a surreal moment for me. And I go, oh my God, the cast of Entourage. I'm like, I can't wait for the movie. Kevin Dillon, in his Johnny Drama voice, goes, we're not going to disappoint you, bro. You're going to love it. And I just died. I couldn't. I'm like, is this real life? Really? I'm backstage and on stage at the Billboard Music Awards. And then it was cool because they play, instead of the guys walking to their place on stage during the commercial break, they actually placed them on stage. And so I was out there as they started walking and then was like on stage with the cast of Entourage and like introduced them to the crowd, and like they got an ovation and awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. So many great memories. A lot of work, a lot of great memories though from that trip to Vegas. So this week, the week in between the Billboard Music Awards and Memorial Day has turned into one of the most hectic weeks of the year for me. And here's why. So you do the Billboard Music Awards. You fly out early Thursday morning. So if you're like me, you don't sleep Wednesday night. You're not sleeping a lot in Vegas either because your internal clock's messed up. You're working. Yeah, okay, maybe you're going out a little bit too. Then I work all day Monday in Vegas. I extended my hotel reservation an extra day just to get all my work done. That, and I was going to lay out by the pool and stuff like that, but it was raining in Vegas and whatever. So you extend the reservation, get all your work done. Monday night, to get that extra day in, I take the red eye back to Tuesday morning. Land Tuesday morning, eye doctor's appointment right away. They had to dilate my eyes. I'm on the air Tuesday night in studio. Wednesday, dentist. This is the eye doctor and dentist doesn't happen every year, by the way, but this year it happened. Wednesday, dentist appointment. They had to replace a tooth, which I didn't know they were doing. So we have our, or the appointment rather, like at like noon. And I got to be here like 4 or 5 o'clock. It's like 3:30. I'm still having a hard time moving my lips. Wasn't pretty. Got through the interview, thankfully. We had ZZ Ward in the studio. She was great. We'll feature that interview on a future edition of Hey Really Excited. And I got through the show. So then Thursday, now I wake up. Wednesday night I'm here late because I'm taping my shows and taping ahead for some of the other stations. Because Thursday morning I have to get up. And in this case, I slept in, missed my ride. So I took NJ Transit, took the train down the shore to Point Pleasant. 95.5 PLJ, my flagship station in New York. It's an annual tradition. They do the summer kickoff the Friday of Memorial Day weekend. It's always at Jenkinson's Pavilion in beautiful Point Pleasant. They always have a bunch of acts, and there's always a huge turnout regardless of who performs. So now, since I've signed on to PLJ, what we do is that Thursday night, I actually go down, do some on-air check-ins, and I get to take part in the client party and hang out with the rest of the staff, and it ends up turning into a really cool bonding experience. Everybody gets really drunk, too, let's be honest. I wouldn't miss that for the world, of course. So I take NJ Transit down, super easy trip, a little long, but I got some work done on the train, about 2 hours. Get into Point Pleasant, check into my room, had my own room, not in the motel across the street, but in the actual hotel, which I was pumped about. Corner room with a little outdoor terrace balcony area. Living large, come on. I place my bags down, take off my hat, do my hair up real quick. Go over to the client dinner that we had. So we do like this dinner. It's really not much of a dinner. It's more like hors d'oeuvres and open bar. Clients are there, staff's there, so on and so forth. Tommy Page, who's our SVP of brand partnerships, I believe, had a number one hit, was on Full House. And has worked at Billboard and Pandora. He was there, so I spent a lot of time hanging out with Tommy. I had seen him out in Vegas at the Billboard Music Awards. We had some catching up to do, some work stuff to chop up as well. And then you see the rest of the staff as well, which is great because especially with me working evenings, I don't get to hang out with everybody too often. Certainly not hanging out with the morning show too often. I hadn't met Jade from Todd and Jade fame. I hadn't met her boyfriend until this Thursday, actually. Last Thursday at the party. So we go there. We have a great time. And then John Fox, who's the program director of the station, his wife found a really cool place for us that wasn't too far from there to do dinner. So a group of about 12 of us went over. Shipwreck Grill, I believe that's what it's called. Had an awesome, awesome dinner there. Some amazing seafood. We had some of our friends from Epic Records there. Intune Music as well. Megaforce. Those are some of the indie promo factions that were kind of behind Plain White Tees and Lifehouse. Two of the four acts that performed at Summer Kickoff. The other ones, by the way, Rachel Platten, who was with Columbia, and then Life of Dylan with Epic. Our buddy Charlie Foster was there with us at dinner as well. Then we went back to the hotel, partied a little more. Next thing you know, after a few hours of sleeping, maybe in the clothes that I was wearing the night before, 6 a.m. rolls around, and thankfully this year I did get up and didn't miss my alarm. Had a 6:40 interview down at Jenkinson's, which is only a few minutes away. You could walk and be there and less than 10 minutes from where we stay at the White Sands. There's also a shuttle that runs that gets you there in 2 seconds. But I wanted to walk. I wanted to get some exercise in slash work off a few of those Bud Lights from the night before or that morning. Oh, boy. That's becoming a common theme right now with Hey Really Excited. I really don't drink that much. Memorial Day weekend, I drank one night out of the four. Anyways. All right. So I get down to Jenkinson's, and I'm there early, and everybody starts ribbing me. Oh, we didn't think it'd be here, blah, blah, blah. We had a little VIP area. They weren't serving drinks until 7 a.m., but they had breakfast, so I grabbed breakfast, and I needed a coffee or three. And then I made my way across to the super secret area where we do the meet and greets and where we do interviews. Our friends from Music Choice were there. Good to see Tammy and the Music Choice crew. I've worked with them, obviously, and our company, Cumulus, is partnered with them. So we do the we kind of wait there. That's where we do the interviews. That's where the meet and greets happen. My first interview at 6:40 a.m. last Friday morning. This was my good friends. Not really good friends, but they're cool. Had them on the show a few times. Plain White Tees. And first question I asked him, what are they most looking forward to with summer 2015? Here are the Plain White Tees. Here is the Plain White Tees on Hey Really Excited. I'm calling time out. Plenty of time to figure it out. I'm going to push pause. I'm calling time out. Calling time out. Time out.
Ooh, summer. Warmth. Sunshine. Yeah, sunshine and warmth.
The heat. Robbie Thomas.
Yeah, we're going out with Rob Thomas all summer, so that'll be a fun tour.
That's right. We've discussed this. Rickston, Me and My Broken Heart's your favorite Rob Thomas song, and you guys still haven't met him. Exactly, exactly. But hopefully he won't like punch me when he sees me. No, I think he he'll appreciate that, right? It's kind of a funny joke.
It's hilarious, yeah.
Okay, good.
And at the same time, educational, because I didn't.
Exactly. You learn something new every day.
So I appreciate that. How was the Cubs game that you guys went to right?
It was super awesome. It was the one game that's gotten canceled this year.
Literally canceled.
Come on. Oh, was that because of the debacle with the bathrooms and all that?
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
That was our game. Yeah. They blamed it on the weather, yet it didn't rain that night.
Yeah.
It's pretty funny. Have you guys been to a game since?
I did. I've been. I went to Cubs Pirates a couple weeks after, and it was great. And I saw the bleachers were empty. Now they're full.
Okay.
But I saw the big Jumbotron. Kind of interesting. Ooh. Well, yeah, because see, like, you know, 100-plus-year-old park with a Jumbotron. It's crazy.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it sounds like you're not a big fan of that.
No, I am.
Really?
Yeah, it's okay. It's time.
Okay.
They still kept the old one. You still have to look at the scoreboard with the hand-operated scoreboard for balls and strikes and all that and scores. They still keep it useful.
Yeah. As long as you keep it, you know, hard on you.
And have you guys ever performed... Pause. I was there. Don't worry. It's early, but I was there. I got it. All right, gentlemen, we'll have fun.
Good to see you.
Listen to my voice. It's my disguise. I'm by your side. Oh, it's what you do to me.
Yeah, I didn't, you know, what else? I had him in studio. I wasn't going to do the Barbara Walters sit-down interview with him, and they still had to do an interview with Music Choice as well. So playing YTs, they sounded great. Had a little bit of a break. Went back over to the performance area, VIP area. I was tempted to do more eggs and bacon and maybe some hash browns. They had some hash browns, too. Not that it was all delicious. It was all very good, but I'm trying to cut down on the dairy. I'm a mess, I know. I'm a picky eater. I'm a brat. And so I just had another coffee, and then I went back across, chatted with Life of Dylan. Life of Dylan, it's a trio. They're based in London, but the one guy is from, I don't know if he's from Zimbabwe, maybe? I forgot, to be honest. Great guys, though, Life of Dylan. Breakout hit Overload, I think, could really be something this summer. I had one of their first ever American radio interviews, and we broke down everything there was to know about Life of Dylan. And because of that, here's an interesting fact, and we let off the interview with this, Life of Dylan on Hey Really Excited. My Life of Dylan interview on SoundCloud has more plays than my Taylor Swift interview on SoundCloud.
Yeah, that's crazy.
You know what I think it is? I think because you guys, like, we were like, what, the first radio station to interview you guys?
Yeah,
one of the first?
Yeah.
Here's my theory. I think all of the other radio DJs Google you guys, and because that's like the first interview, that's what pops up. So I think a lot of other radio DJs are listening because are you getting asked the same questions maybe over and over? Is that what's happening?
You know what? Yes, we're being asked the same questions over and over and over again.
Like, well, I set the trend, so you're welcome.
I think you asked all the questions.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. And I put the full thing up there, and we chatted for like 10, 15 minutes. So it's like the Life of Dylan like history basically on my SoundCloud.
With Taylor Swift, you can find a gazillion things out there. With us, you can probably find about three things.
How's everything been going for you guys since we chatted?
Really well, man. We've been back and forth from England and USA, you know, doing the EP, finishing it up. That just came out.
Yeah, the only annoying thing was that we didn't have our visas, so we couldn't be around in America for like that little window for like the last couple months. Mm. Now we've got our visas, we're back, we got more music, we're ready to put it all out.
Now what's the deal with the visa though? Do you guys have, is it like a year, 2 years? How does that thing even work?
3 years. We all got 3 years.
You got 3 years to make this happen, guys. Yeah. Good luck. All right.
No pressure.
All right. What's summer in London like? Is there anything specific you guys look forward to summer in London or no?
Summer in London is amazing for starters. Like the weather's great as long as it lasts. Mm-hmm. But Notting Hill Carnival is amazing.
End of August. Mm-hmm. So good.
Awesome. Like a million people just flood the streets.
3 days, drinking, party.
It's literally like down the road, so we just walk there every year.
You guys excited for a tour with Meghan Trainor or what?
Oh man, there's no.
Have you met her? She's label mate, I know. Have you met her?
We've never met her.
Okay.
We did go to see her perform at the O2 in London.
Yeah.
But we haven't met her yet. But we're like really excited to go on tour. It's our first tour ever, and we're going to be going across the whole of America. So like, Come on now. Not too much to say there.
Awesome. Well, listen, guys, enjoy the summer. Enjoy the tour. Best of luck.
Thank you very much, Rafi.
By the way, they're in the city for the next couple of weeks. We're finishing up their album. Their EP is out now. Got a link. We're following each other on Twitter. I got a DM on my number. Maybe this weekend I'll hang out with the Life of Dylan. See what they're cooking in the studio. Steph Curry with the pot boy. By the way, NBA Finals real quick. I'm rooting for LeBron and the Cavs because I like Cleveland. I'm originally from Buffalo, Niagara Falls, so you root for a city like Cleveland. That's just what you do. All right, so I go back over. I caught a little bit of Lifehouse's performance. Those guys are always so solid. Really cool thing, and we touch on this in the interview. They introduced a new member of the band during the summer kickoff for 95.5 PLJ at Jenkinson's Pavilion in Point Pleasant, New Jersey, down the shore. But it was kind of funny when Jade of Todd and Jade was introducing them. And instead of calling their new album, which is out now, Out of the Wasteland, she just called it Wasteland.
I kind of like that. We're going to change it too.
Yeah, you know what? Again, you guys are releasing the album yourself, so you can do whatever the hell you want, right?
Lance Bass called it Out of Wasteland, so he left the out and she left the other ones out. So let's just, you know.
And I think the common denominator with Lance and Jade is that they're both drunk all the time, so.
All right,
so now wait a minute. Last time I saw Bryce and Jason at the Live Nation, thing, Rick was home grilling. Any grilling tips now that it's summer, Rick?
I mean, I have loads of them. I mean, I have a new pastrami that crushes, but I don't know a tip for it.
You don't have like any just general grilling tips? Like, what's your one like go-to grilling thing?
Tell them how you made your prime rib the other day.
Well, actually, here, we got to go simple. Okay. How about just a burger patty? You got to put a thumb divot in the center of it. That's what keeps it moist.
So you put your thumbs in your burgers?
Yeah. Every burger has at least a little of my thumb.
He's a clean freak, though, so his thumbs are always clean.
He's right.
I would trust his burger. Yeah.
And his thumbs.
I would put his burger in my mouth, not his thumbs.
Now, wait a minute. Now, there's a fourth member to the band here. What's going on here? What is your name?
This is Steve.
Hi, Steve. Are you new to the lineup?
Yeah,
are you?
This is my first show in front of people. So,
Jersey,
this is my radio station. So this is cool. Yeah,
his mom was out there going nuts.
Yeah, she was losing it.
Usually, that's what happens when moms come to these things. How did he do, guys?
Oh, he did great.
He crushed it. Yeah. He did great.
I applaud.
Are you going on tour with these guys too this summer?
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, you remember I told you guys about the whole beer toss thing?
Yes.
It's a legit. So, Nick, here, I'll give you a heads up. Nickelback at every one of these shows is going to toss beer out to the crowd. It's a thing. It's called beer toss.
Okay.
Oh, like a glass bottle?
Like plastic cups.
Okay. Yeah.
I thought it was like a can. Like, you better wash out. Like,
this is good to know. Now we know what to do for like the end of tour prank, right?
Really?
We'll just toss beer at them on stage.
I
like that.
You heard it here first. Real quick, guys, favorite track on the album?
Song called Flight.
Is there a special meaning behind it, or?
I just love the crescendo at the end, the big epicness of it.
Would you guys agree with that statement, or?
I agree with the statement. My favorite song is Hourglass. It's a song at the end. It's really cinematic, really cool track.
Rick?
Hurricane, I like. I'll go with that.
Promote the single. Nice job. At least one of the four here is a pro. Steve, do you have a favorite song on the new album?
I like One for the Pain. It's been a lot of fun to play, so yeah.
It's out on Tuesday. Always good to see you guys. Best of luck with the tour and the album release and everything else.
Thank you.
Just taking back moments here with you. There's nothing else to do. There's nothing else to find. There's nothing in the world that can change my mind.
New album again. It's out now. Out of the Wasteland. They'll be on tour with Nickelback, the Fellas of Lifehouse. No longer a trio. No, call them a quartet now. You know, I didn't know if Steve, it was awkward at first because Steve was like kind of standing around us. He came into the meet and greet area and then he was kind of standing around for the interview. And so that's why I just brought it up and I kind of let them do the introduction basically. Because you don't know, a lot of those bands, even though they're a trio or maybe you only see one or two guys on the album covers or in the posters, they have a touring band as well. But those guys, you know, it's just, there's an agreement just for touring and I don't think they're cut into the publishing. Apparently, though, I guess Steve is like legit part of the band now. So, I mean, he's not on the album cover, though, for Out of the Wasteland. for whatever. Maybe he was just an honorary member because they were in Jersey and he's from Jersey and he grew up listening to 95.5 PLJ. I don't know. But it was cool nonetheless, though. Love those guys in Lifehouse. Finally, the last three acts you've heard I've interviewed already within the past year. Lifehouse, that was my third time, I think, interviewing them this past year. It was, yeah. This person I had yet to meet. She has performed her song on Good Morning America. It is climbing up the charts. And here's a little interesting tidbit. We're both Geminis. My birthday is coming up on June 6th. And when we taped this interview, her birthday was the day before. Yes, the lovely and super talented, big hit with Fight Song, Rachel Platten. We had to ask her right off the bat on Hey Really Excited what she did to celebrate her birthday.
Like, my whole label took me out. They put my face on cupcakes, which I didn't even know you could do. But apparently you can. It makes them more delicious. And then I wrote a song. It was a great day.
What was the song?
It's called I Hope You Stay. It's, well, right now I think it's great because it's the last thing I've written. So I'm, like, playing it for everyone. Like, isn't this incredible? But that might change in a week. I don't know.
You know, the one thing, your name's come up, well, a lot because you played our concert, obviously. But when I've been talking with other people, I've heard that you shopped yourself and the song around to other labels. And you heard no a few times.
A few times? Oh, my gosh. I think I've been rejected by probably every single person in the industry, like multiple times, but I just won't give up. Like, I don't know. I had this crazy little thing in my head that won't quit. And I didn't care. I mean, of course it hurt, but something in me just wouldn't let me stop. I felt like I had this message to give the world.
And now you're giving this message out to, well, it's being, the song's being played on radio stations across the country. You're performing it on Good Morning America. So, like, how is this experience now, especially considering everything that you've had to basically overcome in this industry?
It's really incredible. You know, it's funny because as I spread this message, I get the privilege of listening to other people's struggles and what they're working on overcoming. And what I've found to be so true is that we all have something, you know, and sometimes we're shy about saying it publicly. Sometimes we don't want to declare it. But when you do, there's this power that comes from that. And you get this rush of love and support from your friends and family. So I don't know. You know, it's been amazing, but it's also been amazing starting this movement of being more open and sharing what's hurting us.
So summer is upon us. You helped us kick off summer here. What are you most looking forward to with summer?
Heyo. Summer. I didn't know, so I did that voice for a second.
It sounded great.
No, I'm going on tour with Colby Calais and Christina Perry this summer.
Oh, that's right. That's the girls' night out, but boys can come too. Phew.
I know. Yeah, no, thank God. Yeah, parentheses was added. Oh, so sorry.
So you're looking forward to tour?
Oh, my God. I can't wait. I'm so excited.
Do you have a favorite Colby Calais and or Christina Perry song?
I really love Christina's song, Arms. I remember watching that video. I was just a fan of hers before I met her, and we're friends now. But I used to watch it and just be like, oh, man, she's just has such a beautiful voice. And Colby's incredible, too. I remember being on MySpace when I first started, which is, like, quite a long time ago. And Colby was really popular on MySpace. And yeah. I was like, whoa, man, she's killing the MySpace scene.
And now you're on tour with both of them. But before you, like, were on tour, like, what would summers usually consist of for you?
I actually would come to the shore with my family. We'd vacation, and I always remember going to Wildwood and riding. Is that still around, Wildwood?
I don't know.
No, it's an amusement park. Well, it was.
It's south, yes.
Yeah. And we used to come to Belmar and Spring Lake, maybe. Is that a place? I don't remember. But yeah. We used to come to the Jersey Shore, or I would go to camp, summer camp, like a dork, and sing in plays.
Wow, so that's like throwing it way back, like back when you were a kid.
Well, I didn't know how far back we were going.
Yeah, well, like, what'd you do last summer? I don't know.
I went to camp. No, I'm kidding.
Awkward.
It was amazing. Last summer, I wrote songs. I was still doing this, you know, for 3 years. I had a single out like 3 years ago that had a little bit of success. And but after that, everything fell away. And my label went away. My manager went away. And I just went back to the drawing board and started writing songs again and tried to figure out, what am I missing? What do I need to say? What's real? You know, what's my message? So that's what I was doing last summer.
And you found it. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you, man.
Thank you.
That's Rachel Platten on Hey Really Excited, and I am very excited for her and her 2015. Again, she'll be on tour with Colby Calais, Rhymes of Ballet, and Christina Perry as well. Rachel Platten, who's originally from, I think, what, Newton Center, I want to say? Boston area, got married in Rhode Island, which is of significance. If you know me and my radio show, I don't know if... how you got here. Maybe you got here from 92ProFM.com. My radio show also airs in Rhode Island. I'm the number one station in Rhode Island, in Providence. I'm Pro FM. I'm also in New London, Connecticut. So I just got the whole I-95 corridor on lockdown, as the kids say, between PLJ, which gets up into like Connecticut, a little bit of a break. Then you catch me in New London, and then you catch me in Rhode Island, and the signal with 92 Pro FM takes you up into Boston. So like I said, and not to mention 95.5 PLJ goes south down into like central Jersey. So that's what I'm saying. I got I-95, you know, that's my territory. We're running it. All right, maybe I'm overstepping my boundaries. Probably just earned a speeding ticket there. But regardless, there you go. Crazy week indeed. Then it goes right into Memorial Day weekend. We get done at 10 a.m. with summer kickoff. We stayed till about 11:30, hit the road about noon. Big shout out to Mike Allen for driving. Who else do we have in the car with us? We had, who was in the front seat? Oh, Katie Neal, one of our account executives here at the station. And Sheila, who does social media for the morning show. They call her Web Girl Sheila, by the way. I don't like that title. Just call her Sheila. That's so like 2001. Just call her Sheila. It's fine. Anyways, we took a car back up. Mike had rented a like a station wagon, but it was a BMW. We took the car back up to Manhattan. He dropped me off actually at my apartment, which was nice of Mike. Got a quick nap in. I was on the air Friday night. Saturday did absolutely nothing, because now don't forget Vegas, to all the craziness with the doctor's appointments, to then going down to Jersey, doing the thing there, on the air Friday night. Saturday, dead. Didn't want to do a damn thing. Sunday, low-key again. Got some running and some workout. Sunday night, though, I did go to Yankee Stadium. Hung out with another coworker I don't get to see too much, Joey Kramer. He and his lovely wife, Tina, and I were all at the Yankees game on Sunday night, Bernie Williams night. Saw number 51 retired, Derek Jeter, back at the stadium. That was awesome. And then Monday, laid low again. But Monday night, I was on the radio. By the way, people ask, why do you're a full-time DJ in New York City. Why are you working holidays? A, I don't take this for granted. B, it's good to be on during the holidays, because especially in a city like New York, where people don't listen unless they're in their cars, everybody's in their car on Monday. They're driving to or from the Hamptons, Jersey Shore, Connecticut, vacation home upstate, friends and family barbecues, whatever the case may be. So I like being on the radio then when people are in their cars. I still consider myself, relatively speaking, a new guy to this area. So I still, I guess in that sense, at least in my mind, got to pay my dues. But don't get it twisted. I do it for myself. I don't do it for anybody else. I'm not trying to impress anyone. I'm not trying to show off to anyone. I just think it's a good look for honestly, for me and for the show. And sure, it helps out the station as well, but that's the mentality behind that. It also helps, too, and again, here I go, approaching 30. It helps that I'm single, and I don't have to tell, say a girlfriend, hey, I don't have to work on Memorial Day, but I'm going to work anyways. That doesn't go over too well. Trust me. And so it's good, at least at this junction of my life, that I have that flexibility. And I've had this mentality kind of just generally speaking, like I'm young, I'm single, I don't have any kids, I don't have too much responsibility. I need to work now while I can focus on just myself, because there's going to come a point, God willing, when I have a family and I have kids and I don't have that luxury to just be all me, 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 work, 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 you know? Hopefully the person I meet, well, definitely the person I meet is going to have to understand my work schedule, but I'm going to understand too that at some point there's going to be some give and take there as well. All right, that's a wrap on Hey Really Excited, our third episode. I'm really excited that this, by the way, I'm not getting into the name yet. We're going to save that for another episode. Thank you so much for tuning in though. Big thanks to Plan YT's Life of Dylan, Lifehouse, Rachel Platten. And we'll catch you back here. Hopefully next Sunday we get back on a normal schedule here for Hey Really Excited.